Barton told KPCW that the DABC recently denied a single event permit for an Elvin Bishop concert and took the position that the Egyptians' year-round beer permit was sufficient. He said they declined to hear an appeal for the Bishop concert.
So I have since put in an application for three more single event permits, forcing their hand. So now I have to go before the entire commission on Tuesday to plead the case of a little wine at the Follies. So they could turn us down, and for the first time ever, the Folly will be a 3.2 event only.
They won't be dry, but no,
we'll have our beer license, but you know, we'll have to at the door maybe work out some agreements with our neighboring establishments to take care of the hospitality needs of our patrons.
Barton said the theater got tangled in an issue involving the Utah Grizzlies hockey team.
In the Utah Grizzlies requesting a single event permit, in fact, a number of them for their hockey games. And, oh, the commission was aghast that possibly you could sit in the Maverick Center and have a glass of wine. Well, it's okay year-round to have a glass of beer, but the thought of them drinking a glass of wine at a hockey game, maybe they're purists and, you know, just didn't want to lower the standards of hockey to wine. So they denied them, and then they, in essence, said, since you're also a beer permit holder, we cannot allow you to apply for these single events because your beer permit, in essence, covers your events.
He said over a dozen years, his organizations have been able to apply for single event permits.
Initially, there were only two of these single event permits available to folks for special events. Then, when the Olympics came along and the great John Huntsman was governor, things changed a bit, and they changed it to four long-term permits. You get four that would last a week or 12 that would last for a three-day period. And we've applied for every single permit available to us for the past 12 years, we being the Egyptian Theater and formerly Mountain Town Music.
He said other entities have been able to get more than one type of permit.
And I asked them, where in a code does it disallow you having a year-round beer license? And then since you have the availability of these 12 single event permits, applying for a permit, you allow multiple organizations to hold multiple permits. You look at a resort, you look at a hotel, you look at many clubs, you look at many restaurants. We have a restaurant permit here, we have a club permit here, we have a catering permit here, and they exist within the same organization.
What's changed, he argued, is the administration of the DABC, but ironically, the previous administration encouraged him in the practices he's been following.
The previous UDABC administration informed me and encouraged me to get the full year beer permit because I was using the single event permits and what's called temporary beer permits on a year-round basis. You can't do that. That's in a way avoiding getting a year-round permit. So we fully encourage you to apply for a year-round permit and not use the temporary beer permits. Well, if I do that, will I still have single event permits? Of course you will. You can still apply. I have this in, you know, emails and writing. And nothing's changed legislatively over the period of time from that administration to this administration. But I know when I'm before them on Tuesday, that was, you know, a previous administration.
Randy Barton, manager of the Egyptian Theater. The Liquor Commission meets at 10 o'clock Tuesday. Barton said the issue will be heard in a public hearing. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.